to the Adventure in Putnam on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm here with our next guest from Jersey, my home state. So I always love talking to Jersey people. Let's welcome to the show Sydney Sherwood.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, and I just want to talk right off the bat about, you know, what you're doing with your music, and you got the new music coming out, but I think stories are key, not just music, and you definitely have a story. So maybe tell us a little bit about your background story and what got you into music.
Yeah, so I've always loved music from a really young age, and it was definitely something that my parents kind of instilled in me. They're not musicians, but they really exposed me to, I feel like, a wide variety of music and genres, and they gave me that love for music. And around 10 is when I started playing guitar and singing, kind of as a way to cope when my brother was in cancer treatment. So, I mean, you know, music has really been there for me all of my life. And then when I was 13, I started writing my own songs. And that was really therapeutic for me, and recording too, and just being able to channel those emotions and put them out into songs has really been a blessing. And I'm glad that, you know, God enabled me to find that gift, because it's really helped me get through a lot in my life. And fast forward to now, you know, I make music, I record, and once the restrictions lift, I'll play again. And it's been amazing, and it's crazy. You know, I started really at 13, and now I'm 19, and it feels like a long time ago, but at the same time, it doesn't. And I'm just really thankful that I've progressed and that, you know, music has led me to this point in my life.
That is pretty cool. And I want to touch on a part of that there is, wow, you know, you were dealing with your brother and a cancer diagnosis. What's that like? I mean, we have a cancer, actually, on our network here. One of our stations is dedicated to just cancer. And, you know, I don't know, if you took away the pandemic, cancer would be the thing that, you know, you would think about most nowadays in our world. And it's always kind of weird when somebody young gets a diagnosis.
Yeah, I mean, it was so difficult. And, you know, thank God my brother is doing well today. He's 13, and he was diagnosed when he was 13 months. So, I mean,
wow.
You know, he lived a normal life for a year and then got diagnosed, and he fought for a few years. And he was declared cancer-free when he was 4, but he had a lot of subsequent surgeries after that, you know, metal rods in his spine and just so many crazy things. And he really went through it at a young age. And he, you know, we're 5 years apart. I'm 5 years older, but, you know, to be able to look up to somebody who's that young, I mean, is really crazy, you know, and he showed so much strength and bravery, and going through that as a family, it either makes or breaks a family. And it definitely made my family. We don't do anything without each other. You know, we always go on trips together, and we're all so supportive of each other and our goals and everything. So it was a very difficult time. And, you know, I'm thankful I had music during that and my faith and my family, but he's doing great now. So praise God for that.
Well, that's amazing. That's great. And yeah, I think we could all learn from people that experience stuff like that at a very young age, because they're always the ones that are way stronger than anybody else.
Yeah, definitely. It's so true.
And somebody like that during times like this has a lot less to complain about. You know, the people that don't go through that, you know, they do a lot of complaining. But, you know, somebody that goes through what your brother did, it's like, you know, you appreciate things a lot more instead of complain about them.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, there were times where, you know, we almost lost him. So, you know, we really do appreciate every day. And I feel like that's why my family and I are so close, and we do everything together, is because of that, you know?
Absolutely. That's amazing. And so also you talk about in your music your battles with anxiety. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so obviously from my brother's diagnosis, my anxiety stemmed from that. And being separated from my parents at six and, you know, not being able to see them for, you know, maybe a month at a time and living with other relatives, I really started to have pretty bad anxiety and develop some other issues. And then, you know, I feel like I never, up until about 3 years ago, I never fully dealt with my anxiety. It would come in waves and there would be periods of time where I was fine and then periods of time that were really bad that would come with depression. And it was just a very dark time. And, you know, 3 years ago, I finally, it was when I had my worst, I would say, bout of anxiety and depression. And I was like, you know what, I really do need to deal with this. And I really made my mental health a top priority. And I'm doing so well now. And I haven't had a bad panic attack, you know, for 3 years now, and depression the same, you know. My anxiety, I feel like, will always be with me, but I'm much stronger now and I have so many better ways to cope with it and to deal with it. And music is definitely one of them. So anytime I get the chance to talk about it in my music, which is quite often, and that's normally what I like to write about, it's a very like therapeutic thing for me, being able to take what I feel and put it into that music.
Yeah, I always say music is the best therapy, not only for the person making it, but for the person hearing it.
Yeah, I agree completely.
That's why I think we need a lot more music. Instead of having the Super Bowl, we should have festivals.
I agree.
You know, I mean, with all the other problems we're having, forget it, set aside the pandemic for a moment, but all the political stuff, I've been saying just put everybody in a music festival all together and it'll all get worked out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, concerts, when you think of it, it really brings so many people from all different backgrounds, political beliefs, like literally everything. Everybody's brought together. And the only thing that, you know, people have in common is just listening to music that they love. And I feel like events like that, I feel like I would love for them to come back as soon as possible, because I feel like they always, you know, incite some kind of unity, because everybody just wants to listen and have a good time, you know?
No doubt. And I also have this feeling like, you know, everything that's been going on and how, you know, people have become is because we haven't had music in like a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah, because our focus is on so many other things, you know.
Exactly. And you don't have that therapy of going to a show and just like escaping the world.
Yeah, I completely agree.
So your new record, Headspace, you know, you've said it's like, you know, one of your best ones yet. And it's a little more edgy. So tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. So Headspace, it's been like such an amazing process creating this record. It was done over quarantine, and the first single, Creep, was done pre-pandemic, and then a month later the pandemic hit and me and my producer Brian Craddock, we were like, you know what, let's just turn this into a full EP and let's make it into a full project. And I recorded everything with the exception of Creep from my own house, so that was a really cool learning experience, and learning how to use Pro Tools and record my own vocals and do everything remotely. And I mean, the record, like I said, it was so much fun to make, and every song on there is derived from a personal experience. I try and make sure that, you know, every song has a personal meaning to me, because I feel like, you know, again, like we've been talking about, music is therapy. And every song that I write, I want to be honest and true to who I am as a person and what I've been through. So, I mean, this record, it was a blast to create. I'm so happy it's finally out for people to listen to, because we've been working on it for a year now, and I cannot even believe that it's been a year, because time just seems to fly by, even though we're all just sitting at home. I don't know how that's even possible. I'm so happy it's finally out and for people to listen to, and a lot of people are loving it, so I'm really thankful.
Yeah, it is great, and I think that's the positive of this pandemic, is I think some of the greatest music that we'll ever have will come out of this pandemic, because, you know, we've been going a million miles a minute, and you finally get to just sit down and just be creative without all the other buzz going around that
inhibits you. Yeah, and the distractions,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I completely agree.
And then, you know, there's the other side of it, too, is the fact that, you know, it's helping other people that are listening, because there's some artists that didn't release new music during the pandemic time, and I think it's the best time to release music. So somebody like you is releasing music, and it's helping people like us out here in the world that are dealing with it.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with you. And I feel like, you know, with music now, I feel like there's a lot of people that decided not to release. And, you know, for a while, I was kind of deciding on when I even wanted to release the record. And I feel like, you know, nobody can wait until the pandemic is over, because we don't even know when that's going to be, you know. So I feel like releasing it, I was so happy that, like, I finally felt like I picked a perfect time to release it, and it's being well received, even though we're all still home, which is awesome.
There you go. And you know, something else too, and I thought of it when you were talking about, you know, learning Pro Tools and stuff. I think that's where you might have a big advantage over people that have been in the business for years, because you're like kind of almost starting out in this new era that you may not need all those other people out there that are always taking a piece of the pie, and you could just create the music yourself.
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely something that I was actually shocked that I learned. And when Brian, like, said to me, let's do it remotely, I was like, I don't even know if I can do that. Like, what if I can't figure it out? And he's like, trust me, you can figure it out. And I mean, I sat down, I learned, I watched videos, I had Brian help me through it and show me how to use everything. And I mean, it is pretty cool, because, you know, like, I am able to do demos from my own house rather than relying on going to the studio for something. And I love going to the studio and working with people. But, you know, if I have to record a demo, I literally just go into my little studio space and I have it done, you know. So it's pretty awesome. And I'm thankful that I got to learn that, because I would have never otherwise if the pandemic didn't happen, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. It gives a whole nother meaning to the independent artist.
Yeah, for sure.
So tell everybody how they can connect with you on social media, website, all that, and how they can get the album, of course.
Okay, so on Twitter, I'm S. Sherwood Music. On Instagram, I'm Sid Sherwood Music. On Facebook, I'm Sydney Sherwood. For all updates and where you can find the music, you can go to sydneysherwood.com. But Headspace is out on all major music platforms. So Amazon Music, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you can really think of, the album is out.
Nice. And is there any final words you want to leave our listeners with, something we haven't covered already?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like what I'll always advocate for is just mental health and making sure that that's a top priority during this pandemic. I feel like a lot of people, you know, with how difficult this time has been, you know, with losing loved ones and just being home, especially if you already struggle with something like anxiety and depression, you know, I just always like to leave the message that, you know, you're never alone in what you're going through. And there are so many people that deal with the same things. And, you know, there's always that light, like you can always find that light, because there have been times in my life where I felt like I would never see it. And you just have to keep pushing and stick through it. And, you know, you'll get through it. And there will always be that hope. And I feel like that's one of the main things I advocate for, just because I feel like too many people don't see that hope, you know, and feel like, you know, the worst option is their best option, you know, when it comes to depression and anxiety. So I just hope that people know, you know, that they're not alone. And that's evident in my music as well.
Well, that's great. It's always amazing when somebody puts out great music, but it's always even more amazing when they put out great music and can be, you know, a help to others. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for the great music. And thanks for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.